This is message number 9 on Men Who Met the Master. Today we have with us a good friend of mine, a man that I've known for some 25 years, a man who knows and loves the Lord Jesus. He's a bank security guard. He's also one of the elders at the Gospel Chapel in West Nashville. And I've asked him today to share with you a poem that I've heard him quote many times, and it's always been a blessing to me. Bob Kennedy.
Faces will look on my still cold face. Shadows of morning will fill the place 5 minutes after I die. But the sighing faces I shall not see, the murmuring voices will not reach me. But where, oh, where will my poor soul be 5 minutes after I die? Quickly years of my life have flown, gathering treasures I thought my own. But now I must reap for the seed I've sown 5 minutes after I die. And at last with my chosen throng, I must enter eternity endless long. Woe is me if my soul is wrong 5 minutes after I die. Now I can face conviction straight. Now I can silence the voice often heard, but now I must face his neglected word 5 minutes after I die. What if I turn from my sin and pride? Open to Jesus my heart's door wide. Trust him now to be my guide 5 minutes after I die. All heaven's to gain when the race is run. My loved ones to meet when my work is done. Eternity's joys will have just begun 5 minutes after I die. The chance of salvation I did not lack, but now I must stay on my chosen track. No room for repentance, no turning back 5 minutes after I die. Fooled I am, my heart will get true. Passing pure chance of a prize in view. Doing a deed I can ne'er undo 5 minutes after I die. God help me to choose my eternal state. Depends on my choosing. I dare not wait. The choice must be now. It'll be too late 5 minutes after I die.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Many times I've heard you quote it, and it's always a sort of a chilling thrill to think about those that have known the Lord Jesus and passed to eternity, and those who know him not and die in their sins. Bob, I know all about how you came to meet the Master, the Lord Jesus, but there are folks listening to today's broadcast who don't know you, and they don't know what the Lord Jesus means to you. In the few moments that we have, would you like to share with them what the Lord Jesus means to you and what it did to your life when you met the Master some, well, how many years ago was it?
30 years ago now. 30 years ago, I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, and he took something that was good for nothing, and praise God, he made it good for something. You know, we can say one thing, little is much when God is in it. And I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for taking his dwelling place within my heart. I never forget the Sunday afternoon I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my life. And he changed my life. And over the past, I would say now for 26 or 27 years, I've been laboring for the Master. And he taught me a lot of things in this time. But the most precious thing that I've ever learned is a naked void within my heart that nothing in this world would fill. But when I bid the blessed Savior enter, he filled it. And praise be to him, all because of Calvary and all because of the finished work on the cross of Calvary, I have got a home in heaven. Brethren and sisters, ladies and gentlemen that's listening today, if you've been born and has never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, then you've missed it far better that you'd never been born. My advice is put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
Thank you, Bob. If we can be of any help to those who are listening, helping you to come to know Jesus Christ and the assurance of sins forgiven through his precious blood, call us. It'd be our joy to help you. Amen.